The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday. Yep, it's the day before Independence Day here, where we've got a 10% off site-wide sale all week long at the Power Mall, which is now open, by the way, at 877-817-9829 for those who want to call up and talk to Jay and place your order. You can do that. You remember when PayPal attempted to fine users $2,500 for disagreeing with their woke agenda? Well, the blowback was so crazy that the radical left-wing company backed off, but we know how they work. Their punitive censorship policies will return when the opportunity strikes, always does. That's why no sane, patriotic American can remain on PayPal for much longer. Thankfully, we have some alternatives for you to think about. Revere Payments, like Paul Revere, right? Revere Payments is a Christian merchant services provider that offers a wide range of solutions for businesses in a variety of industries, including e-commerce, retail, restaurant, firearms, religious, political, CBD, and nonprofit. Using the same innovative technology as their parent company, Metrics Global, to bring seamless, secure online payments to any industry. I'm just giving you some hints here in case you want to start up your own business. You can keep more of your money. There's another service called Align Pay. That's AlignPay, specializing in credit, debit, ACH, encryption, recurring donations, mobile payments, and reporting. Align Pay delivers market-leading API security integration tools, customer service, and compliance support. Their free speech principles preserve and strengthen the rights of all users to interact freely within the law, period. And then, of course, because of Gab, well, you know Gab.com, right? They have set up a parallel economy. And Gab Pay is a cutting-edge peer-to-peer payment platform with the parallel economy within it. With Gab Pay, users can actively engage in the parallel economy, executing financial transactions and providing commercial payment solutions through this innovative service. Gab Pay enables users to seamlessly transfer funds from almost any U.S. bank account to individuals or businesses using a mobile number, email address, or Gab Social app name. So there are four: Revere Payments, Metrics Global, Align Pay, and Gab Pay for you. Alternatives to PayPal and Venmo. I know a lot of you use Zelle. Zelle is okay. I use it. They don't take fees. Money goes right in. Boom, that fast. See, PayPal, they make you wait. And they use your money. Now, do you remember the old TV series, Meet George Jetson? Yeah, his boy Elroy, Jane, his wife. Jane, stop this crazy thing. Well, guess what? The FAA has approved the world's first electric flying car for testing. I had to do my sound effect there for the Jetson flying car, flying saucer car. Wow. Aleph Aeronautics, it's a California-based company, is building a flying electric car that's now been approved for testing. They're going to test the car on the road and in the air, according to Fox Business. Now, if this thing operates like regular electric cars, first off, understand that the battery in the electric car is very heavy because it virtually takes up the entire car, which means that the starting time and stopping time, okay, you're following where I'm going with this now, right? Put another thinking cap here. Now, they tell you that all you have to do is push this button and wings are going to come out and you're actually going to be able to speed up to 110 or 120 mile an hour and use, you know, the little elevators in your wings, and all of a sudden your car is going to be able to take off and fly overhead of all this. I'm not going to be stuck in traffic again. Of course I'll try it. That is until the battery dies, and then what? See, because how much more juice are you going to have to use to take off and land? What's going to happen when you take off and you fly for a few miles and all of a sudden, you know, your battery is like, battery low, battery low, battery low, and all of a sudden your car starts dropping. Now, what happens, like the Tesla, the center panel in the Tesla, what happens when something goes wrong with the panel and it doesn't give you that warning and all of a sudden you're doing a nosedive into the pavement? How's that work? Are you going to be able to actually fly over the Verrazano Narrow Bridge in New York and end up in Wall Street? Now, are you going to crash into the East River? I mean, how's that going to work? Man, I'm telling you what, if the technology for wind and solar is this far behind, what makes Aleph Aeronautics think that they're going to be able to have a flying car, an electric car at that? And then you're going to have what's-her-face, Chlamydia Harris up there. Oh, I love electric buses. I love electric cars. I love electric cars that can fly. Fine, Chlamydia, you get in one of those things and fly it until the juice runs out. Do us all a big favor, why don't you? I can't. Some of this stuff, man, I'm telling you. We are way ahead of her, getting way ahead of ourselves here, folks. Yeah, I think people are going to just, you know, just give me that tank of gas and I'm going to take my little trusted pickup down the road. U.S. malaria cases are now being reported for the first time since 2003. And it's been spread by mosquitoes locally for the first time in 20 years. Now, believe it or not, a box of 200 mosquitoes did the vaccinating in this malaria trial. That's not a joke. Coincidence? Remember they had the GMO mosquitoes? Yeah. You're going to let them loose in Florida and other places? How do we know? Because Florida, they got all these cases of malaria. How do we know those mosquitoes didn't bring it? How do we know that that's not a bioweapon? Thank God for hydroxychloroquine. A concerned mom shared a warning worth reflecting on. Reflecting, you know, get that? It's regarding mirrors and child car seats. Natasha Furlong, who's 30 years old, she's from Canada. She posted a video on social media, said she opened the rear door of her car and saw smoke. She's in Victoria, British Columbia. She's about to put her daughter in her car seat, but had to find the source of the smoke first. Well, the sunlight bounced off her rear view mirror onto the car seat and caught it on fire. Wow. Guess you better watch where you put the car seat, huh? Maybe you should, they'll need to do something with that rear view mirror. Huh. Wow. OpenAI and ChatGPT. Technocracy News is reporting the shepherds of the singularity or the highway to doom. George Orwell said, don't let it happen. Well, it did. The AI or artificial intelligence genie is out of the bottle and spreading like wildfire throughout the world. It's being structurally embedded at all levels of society. For every potentially good use, there are multiple horrific uses, like creating a lethal bioweapon in as little as 2 hours or driving someone to suicide. There is no possibility of containing AI at this point because too many companies and countries are deploying it. Technocrats build because they're compelled to, not because of a demonstrated need. There's money in it. And so, yeah, AI. I'm going to give you a simple solution. Alexa and Siri. I'm going to give you a simple solution. You got them plugged in. They're sitting by you. And all it takes is, hey, and the name. And turn on, turn off, make a phone call. That's AI, all right? And when the computer on your phone runs home to mama, it means that they haven't been programmed yet with the information needed to directly connect to what information has already been surveilled. Ooh, what did I just say? Yeah. A lawsuit This is a proposed class action lawsuit filed against Sam Altman's company, ChatGPT, that it secretly harvested data to train its large language models so its chatbot could replicate human language. 157-page lawsuit, and we posted a link on our email blast to those of you subscribing. This was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. It alleges OpenAI crawled the web to amass huge amounts of data, including vast quantities taken from social media websites. OpenAI's proprietary AI blend, the corpus of personal data, WebText2, for example, scraped huge amounts of data from Reddit posts and the websites they linked to, according to the suit. And here's something interesting. Some of you may still be shooting off fireworks. I just wonder why. Most animals around the house don't like fireworks. They freak out by it. But some of these blue state cities have figured out a way to compensate for that. And so what they're going to do is they're going to ditch fireworks and do the more environmentally friendly patriotic celebration with a drone light show. Yep. Salt Lake City, Utah, and Boulder, Colorado, for two, are going to be celebrating the 4th with their first drone shows. What Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall said is a safe, sustainable alternative to fireworks. Oh, gee, that takes all the fun out of blowing your hand off with a cherry bomb. Oh, I've seen some of these pictures with people that, you know, they sit there and they park the Roman candle like right in front of them, like within 2 feet. And they're sitting there in the chair right in front of where they're lighting off the stuff. Oh, my. Folks, it's like you put it in a safe distance and you light it and get that, you know what, away from it real quick. And then stand there long enough to watch it go up and hope that the bottle doesn't fall over and shoot you, right? Yeah, what else can happen? Trust me, we're going to have probably on the 5th of July, we're going to have all these news reports about people who blew off their hands and fingers and put their eyes out and all sorts of other garbage. It happens every 4th. Can't fix stupid. Under energy and environment, believe it or not, Dane Wigington at geoengineeringwatch.org has put out a global alert news, number 412, for those of you who are interested in chiming in. And we're also including an Instagram post here from Victoria Wessler. And it shows a solar panel grid after being hit by baseball-sized hail. And it's not a pretty picture. And this happened Friday, June 23rd of this year in Scottsbluff County, Nebraska. And she's wondering, how long is it going to take to fix all that? You see, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. I had to throw that in. Hey, what did he say? Is he dating me again? Yep. Yeah, sure am. Imagine that. You have a solar grid, and all of a sudden you get baseball-sized hail coming down with this brute force. You don't want to be standing anywhere in the middle of a baseball-sized hailstorm unless you don't value your life. And then you're watching all of these solar panels get pelted. And, I mean, we're talking about at least 30 or 40 of these baseball-sized hail falling on each individual panel. And you're talking about a solar panel field with several thousand solar panels that are basically 2x4 solar panels. And maybe 2 or 3 or 4 of them survive. All the rest of them are trash. Well, there goes your solar power. Yeah. And here's something else, too. I was surfing the net. I get updates of all the court cases coming in. Well, another case, CPS, which is City Public Service in San Antonio, et al., which means and others, versus ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. Now, that's just one of two. They merged two of the suits together because apparently Panda Power also filed a suit. And a lot of it was related to defaults and other things that happened as a result of the February 2021 power outage. Remember that? Oh, Texas homeowners know it very well. Temperatures plummeted. Remember that? And all of a sudden, pipes were bursting, property damage, people were dying. And of course, CPS is one of those in San Antonio that was affected by the storm. And it filed a suit as a result of this because it was found out that ERCOT manipulated the grid. And a lot of it might have been political. Well, the Supreme Court of Texas has now declared that ERCOT is a, quote, arm of the state and thus has sovereign immunity, which means you can't sue ERCOT because it made mistakes that cost people their lives and millions, if not billions, of dollars in property damage. Yeah. So much for environment, huh? In the gardening, farming, and homesteading category, I dug up quite the paperwork on growing tomatoes organically. I got 14 of them in pots sitting out in the back porch. Yep. Everybody's got a love affair with growing tomatoes. That first taste of a perfectly ripe, fresh, off the vine, sun-warm tomato, pure awesomeness. Yep. This article has got 11 tips for success, taking you through the process of growing tomatoes from planting to harvest without chemicals, plus companion plants and organic fertilizer tips to give you tons of tomatoes so that you can can them and have tomatoes, lots of tomato sauce and salsa and all sorts of other good stuff, right? You got to love that. Well, we'll move on to the health category here in just a second. Move to the phone lines. Brady in Las Vegas, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. While you were talking about the mosquitoes and the malaria, that didn't take long for it to get into the environment and into the human population. That happened basically overnight. But the yep. Russian military had been warning NATO and the UN and the World Health Organization that they were going to try to do the Russian troops using the mosquito drones that supposedly that weren't developed in Ukraine, along with their biological weapons that they've been doing for, what, 25 years now? The cat's out of the bag. The real war started in 2014 when Viktor Yanukovych was overthrown there. And the problem is those people that replaced Viktor Yanukovych were the former Nazis of World War II. They were rotten, evil people, and that's what we're living through to today. Basically, the good Ukrainians are well gone from Ukraine, and we got the evil Khazarian Jews that took over the Ukraine, and we're paying for it right now. And I can't believe our military is siding with the World War II Nazis of the 1940s, and we're fighting, and we're giving all this money to kill Russian Christians using biological weapons programs along with mosquitoes. They use Lyme's disease and ticks. Where do you think Lyme's disease originated from? It's probably yeah. one of their biological programs over there that Hunter Biden and Metabiota were doing in the Ukraine. It all comes back to... Go ahead.
No, I'm serious. And did you hear that Lindsey Graham was doing some speech making over the weekend down in South Carolina and got booed? I think people are a little upset with what we're doing here. In, and of course, they had a major storm blow through where he was speaking, and it downed power lines and made a big mess of everything in a very short period of time. So, yeah,
you know,
I get
quick,
it.
One thing before I go, they showed the new PCR tests that are absolutely 100% illegitimate. But when they put a UV light... When they put a UV black light on them swabs, there was like five of them that come shipped to you, and they're actually made in China, go figure. And then you put the black light on them. Remember when we talked about Luciferase? Oh, Yeah, those Q-tips glow right now. And that's even before the cellophane is taken off the wrapper. And then they want you to stick that up your nose.
Yeah.
Again, that graphene oxide is the whole thing here, folks. The graphene oxide in the jabs, in the food, in the air, in the water, everything that they're hitting you with is what's the nanotechnology and brings it all together. That's how they're going to kill you.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that we have to stay healthy. In order to do that, you got to shop at the Power Mall and get the supplements you need. And that's why we've got 10% off site-wide sale this entire week. Now, thanks for your call, Brady. Appreciate it. Here's the thing. He was talking about the swabs, okay? These PCR swabs. These things, I've never even had one shoved up my nose like that because it has to go all the way up to the cribriform plate, which is in the back of your nasal pharynx, for those of you who don't understand where that swab has to go. Now, also understand that the swab contains graphene oxide in addition to propylene glycol, which is antifreeze, because the lipid nanoparticles inside of the material on the end of the swab have to hit warm in order to activate. And so the temperature inside the body, once that thing comes in contact with the cribriform plate in the back of your nasal pharynx, all of a sudden releases all the stuff in there, and it collects your DNA at the same time it's releasing this garbage into your system. And, you know, you want to talk about the blood-brain barrier? Seriously, this is not good, folks. Not good at all. In the health category, carrots and other carotene-rich foods can keep your arteries clean, by the way. Did you know? That may be the dieting secret to keeping your arteries clean, by the way. Researchers from the Open University of Catalonia in Spain found that carotene-rich diets have an association with lower fat levels in these vital structures. Atherosclerosis occurs when fat builds up in the arteries on the interior walls of blood vessels. And of course, that's more commonly referred to as plaque. Causes vessels to narrow in diameter, makes it harder for the blood supply to properly circulate. Which, of course, when you obstruct the flow of blood, it leads to heart attacks and strokes. And of course, the jab has not helped much because it contains the materials necessary. Well, they don't call it the clot shot for nothing. Just ask any mortician that's done autopsies of late, and he'll tell you, I know who the jab people were because I'm digging clots out of them. I can't drain their blood. It's all clotted up. And for those of you who like to vape, well, I'm not smoking cigarettes. Well, it doesn't matter. More than 2.5 million youth used vaping products last year. 14.1% of high school students, 3.3% of middle school students, most using flavored e-cigarettes. Of course, they like the fruit flavors, followed by the candy and dessert flavors. Ah, yes, vaping, the next best thing to the Tide Pod Challenge. Yeah, I just want to play the old Tide commercial, yeah. Hey, let's see how many Tide Pods we can eat before we have to go to the ER. Yeah, I cannot believe that people that, you know, can't pick stupid. E-cigarette vapor disables the ability of macrophages to engulf bacteria and protect pulmonary function. So you just keep going right along with that. I'm cool because I vape. I don't smoke, I vape. Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. Now, here's something really weird. You were talking about the idea that Bill Gates, this is what George was saying in the last hour, how are we going to cover up the entire sun and the surface of the earth so that we dim the earth and cool it off? How, these people. Oh, how's that possible? Lots of chemtrails. I think Todd was talking about that before we went on the air, too. How are we going to do that? How are we going to dim the earth? Well, the New York Times is recommending, are you ready for this? Like I said, you can't fix stupid. They're recommending you only venture out into the sun if you're prepared to fully block its rays, in addition to applying sunscreen every 2 hours across every exposed bit of skin, including the hands and tips of your ears. I mean, a lot of these sunscreens have carcinogenic properties. And of course, they suggest using a hat, long sleeve clothing, an umbrella. Here's what, 90 degrees out, and you're, they want you to have a full face mask that covers your face up to your eyes, or one that goes completely over your head. I got one for you writers at the New York Times. It's called a plastic bag. If you want to put something completely over your head, why don't you put a plastic bag over your head and tie a knot at the bottom? Unbelievable, man. It's also recommended along with sun capes, gloves, sunglasses, visors. I mean, seriously, folks, we're talking about fear mongering here. How many, wonder how many New Yorkers are going to buy into that crap? Oh my God. Oh, not enough sun exposure increases the risk of chronic diseases, including certain cancers, diabetes, MS, autism, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease. I mean, you got to get your vitamin D, folks. This is crazy. But then again, when you got woke, you can't fix stupid. Go woke, go broke, right? And of course, under COVID-related news, oh, this is where it gets insane. Now that the pandemic has ended, researchers are urging regulatory agencies to consider the safety issues associated with the rapid approval of COVID-19 vaccines and to correctly classify messenger RNA vaccines as gene therapy products to prevent pharmaceutical companies from bypassing regulatory standards. Oh my. Now they're doing it. After all these people have been killed. Man, you got to love that. Unbelievable. And of course, now we have a YouTube bodybuilder influencer, German fitness influencer, Joe Lindner. He's known by Joe Aesthetics. Died from an aneurysm at age 30. Lindner was waiting for a friend to go to the gym when he suddenly collapsed. Complained of neck pain before dying in her arms. And of course, he said he was peer pressured. You ready for this? To take 4 vaccines. 4 of them. 30 years old. Now he's dead. In cancel culture, Fox News host Geraldo Rivera said he was fired by Fox News, The Five, and he's now quit the network. See, there is some good news. It's about time he got out of there. The guy's 79 years old. We don't need to hear his nonsense anymore. Wow. And, of course, Disney-owned ESPN is announcing a major shakeup. They're laying off a whole bunch of well-known sports personalities. You got to love it. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these words. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on a Monday. We will be off the air tomorrow. We're going to have a couple of rebroadcasts of importance for you here on the 4th of July as we take some time off to celebrate with the fams. And, of course, let's see. We got a 10% off site-wide sale going on right now at the Power Mall in commemoration of Independence Day. Hopefully you have your Joyce Reilly coffee mug right here so you're having coffee with Joyce in the morning. $100 donation will get you one of these, and we ship it to you for free. Helps us keep that shortwave going because a lot of people listen to us on shortwave. Right before we went to break, we were telling you that Disney-owned ESPN has announced a major shakeup. It's going to part ways with some of its on-air personalities in a bid to cut costs. In other words, because ESPN has been going woke, like Disney, they're losing money. And so small group of job cuts. I mean, we're talking about well-known sports personalities are among those departing the Disney-owned channel. Go woke, go broke. Yep. I'm going to write a song about that one of these days. And, of course, the phone lines, 844-769-2944, are wide open, as they are at the Power Mall. But calling into the show, the 844-769-2944 number is the number you call in if you are listening to us right now, 834 Central. Do the math your time. And then you can get into the studio and comment about anything that we're talking about here or anything of concern. having a lot of different conversations here, of course, and because of the fact that we're getting through a lot of this news today, there will not be an after-hour segment today because of the holidays, because we're literally getting through every single thing. There is good news to be had out there. A 12-year-old girl in Mobile, Alabama, is getting tons of attention after baking nearly 2,000 cinnamon rolls for a good cause. Derek and Lindsay Allen are the proud parents of Meredith, who spent hours upon hours baking and selling her cinnamon rolls, according to the Alabama Baptist reporting over the weekend, for Christian charities. Wow. Oh, by the way, New York Post is reporting that the Barbie movie has been banned in Vietnam. Like, that's going to matter. What do these people in Vietnam really care about Barbie? They care about Barbie as much as they care about Meghan Markle and the fact that Spotify called her a effing grifter and canceled her podcast. She wasn't worth it. The two of them are just like, Harry, you need to dump that, you know what. A white hat hacker has used cyber skills to dismantle a child predator network, bringing the perps, insidious Russians, by the way. That's right. Hooded cyber criminals in dark basements trying to crack into your bank account PIN. These are Russians stealing elections from offshore IP addresses. Seriously, Ryan Montgomery, dubbed O'Day, is a white hat hacker or ethical hacker, and he hacked in and a bunch of people got arrested because he dismantled their child predator network. Ivanka Trump has been dropped as a co-defendant in the $250 million lawsuit brought by Attorney General Letitia James in New York, largely because of the fact they were filed too late and she was no longer part of the Trump organization during the relevant period. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, by the way, her kids got real creative and they drew a cross out of chalk on the ground outside the governor's mansion. And she says, man, I am so pleased. And we even have a picture of it for those of you who want to click on the link when you get the email blast. And she shared the photo and it was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I saw it. I loved it. And, she's not going to take it down. She refuses to remove her kids' cross-themed chalk drawing at the governor's mansion, no matter what. Well, she knows where her loyalties lie, which every governor should be thinking about. Jeff in North Carolina, welcome to the show, sir. Happy 4th to you, if I don't get to tell you sooner.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dave. I wanted to say the same thing to you. Happy 4th. I'm not sure really what I want to comment on. I everything's just so insane in general, but you were just saying a minute ago about the go woke, go broke. I wonder, Dave, really how much, I mean, these companies have got to be losing millions and millions of dollars because of this. I mean, wouldn't you think so?
Well, I mean, Bud Light has lost billions. So, you know, when you're that big and you slap a TG on your beer can that Bubba drinks, well, Bubba don't like that. And see, that's why they go, oh, hell, beer for queers? You got to be kidding me. I ain't doing that. See, and up, all the money goes away. Whatever little money they had that they're blowing on beer, now they went somewhere else. That's why Modelo Especial has taken first position now. And Bud Light is taking it on the chin. And I mean, even the former CEO of Bud Light is telling the current CEO, look, dude, you did not get a handle on this. You need to step down. Bye. So, yeah, it's hurt. Yeah. It's hurt them all.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were just talking about the ESPN and you know, other issues about the woke thing. I went into a small convenience store. I think it was like Thursday or Friday to get some beer. I like to drink beer a little bit for the holiday, and I started to grab the wrong one, and I was like, yeah, and I was like, no, there's no way. I got to the counter, and I was like, I asked the lady to go around and walk behind, you know, where you can walk in and see if they had. I said, oh, there's no way I'm going to buy this one, and I just kind of laughed. I don't know if she got the point or not, but she went around and got me the right one. But it's like, there's no way I can even comfortably, like, there's a Chick-fil-A right down the road from us here, and I love Chick-fil-A, and I swear I'm probably never going to go there ever again. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I sure do. And see, that's why we're telling everybody to start growing your own food and raising your own cows and doing your own thing, which is why I had Joe Wilder on the show last week. You know, trying to give people a little encouragement, you know? I mean, I had listeners I was talking to after the show, and they're just like, man, he's my new best friend. I said, yeah, well, you know, he's teaching, he's teaching courses, because people got to learn to be self-sufficient. We need to get back to the days when we used to be able to do that. So anyway, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh yeah. That's a good point. And you know, really that's what it's going to come down to as things get worse and worse here, that's the more self-sufficient you are, and it is what it's going to come down to. And you know, you uniting with other friends and other Christian brothers that have the same beliefs that you, and how you can unite and bring power to each other and help each other. That's really what it's going to come down to, Dave.
Well, you know what, as an ex-veteran like you, I just wonder, and I got to ask people this, because since you're a veteran, you served, you took the same oath I did. Your feelings about my comments during the last hour of the show about what Americans are going to do when they're faced with a point blank decision of having to defend themselves and their property. What's your take on that?
Oh God. Yeah, man. I'm sorry. I missed part of that, David. Oh shoot. Yeah. You better be wise and be very, diligent about making the effort to do that, to defend yourself, your property, and your family. Because, I mean, the way, you've talked about this 100 times, you know for yourself the way how insane society is right now. And even there's a guy I listen to down in Polk County named Grady Judd. I listen to him quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, the Sheriff Judd. Wow, what a guy.
Oh, he's awesome. He is totally awesome. But what he's saying is, he's telling everybody to get a gun. He said, male, female, whoever you are, get a gun.
Yep. Yeah, that's one county, Lake County or Polk County, Florida. That's one county you pretty much feel safe in, because I remember when the riots were going on, he said, look, if Antifa kicks in your door, blow him away. I mean, that's cool. I mean, I hear sheriffs are starting to understand how the craziness of what's going on here. So, man, I'm glad to hear that you're going to do it, because, you know, the first time they shoot the dog, you know, because I know that the dogs, they're going to start barking when the vehicles roll up and they try to do a neighborhood gun grab. Because I envision those days.
Well, the thing about it is, Dave, we're about the same age. The thing about it is, you can see how drastically how much society has changed over the past, you know, 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, it's nothing like it was when we were coming up. There's very little respect for life. There's very little respect for people in general. It's like people just are just wild. They're just, there's very little, just very little respect for life in general, so to speak. And it's so crazy. You know, back when we were coming up, at least there was some values. At least there was, you know, people would keep their distance in most cases. And there was a lot more respect. But now it's like people just have very little or no respect pretty much for anything or anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, sure do. Yep. And we really have to change the narratives around, because, you know, everybody got locked down and we're programmed, and I think that's what started it. So this is just a test to see how resilient we the people really can be. But appreciate your call, Jeff. The first supermoon coming up could be tonight, I believe. There's only one person I know that would know there's a full moon. That's my farm girl from Indiana. Darlene, how are you?
Yeah, it started at 8 a.m.
Yep, it's a full buck moon. Full buck moon.
I think I had to wait till tonight. It started at 8 a.m. Yep. And the last caller was absolutely right. And that Mr. Wilder was phenomenal. And he mentioned Joe Salatin, which I'm sure he mentored after and read his books and stuff, because if you want to get started out, get Joe Salatin's books. In fact, if you want some humor, read the one that Everything I Want to Do is Illegal. That's a good book. And his other books are, too, educational, and I can see where he's going and what he's doing, and he's going to – it's just – and his wife, God bless her. I wish there were more women like her.
I know it. Salacin is S-A-L-A-C-I-N.
Yeah, he's been on Joyce Riley's show in the past.
Okay. Yo, that's good.
He's tough. He's big dollars now. He started out small fry, and he used to come around Indiana and teach us things and how he had all the animals work the farm so he didn't have to work as hard, but now he's got all these recruits, so he's got lots of help. And he's not, I think he's doing the grass farmer now, and I would imagine his son took over the farm, but his farm is in the, was it the Shenandoah Valley, I think? And that's a blessed area. We've had some remarkable people come out of there, like Eustace Mullins, and you got to wonder if the mineral content wasn't higher.
Yeah, you never know. But that's amazing. I'm glad you enjoyed Joe Wilder, because I sure did. Just talking to Darlene, ever since we got off the show last weekend, last Friday, we've been communicating by email, exchanging thoughts and ideas and processes, and he's wanting to know, you know, what are the listeners saying? I said, I think they like the show.
Really? And, you know, I'm an escapee from New York, too.
I didn't know that.
Things like... I had a roadblock when I first got my license, and I didn't really like that. And then I got into trucking and learned a little bit more about freedom. And then we moved here, and we fought for freedom here, and we got our butts wiped here because the same thing's just rolling over the whole country. But the other thing I wanted to do is hit on mammograms again, because this was in Weston A. Price's Wise Traditions in spring of 2023. And it talks a little about the pressure that's put on the breast. And this was done in the year 2000 by Dr. William Campbell Douglas. And he carefully described the dangers of breast compression techniques employed by mammographers, the equivalent of stacking 51-pound bags of sugar on the breast. So I would imagine most women would like to line up for that after hearing that, you know? Because they never tell you all this stuff until you get in there and they go, oh, didn't they tell you about that?
My goodness.
So the problem with more breast cancer is the too much radiation from the prior breast cancers. And I think Sherry addressed that a little bit, you know?
Yep. Wow. That's amazing.
And you need iodine for breast health. And if you got breast cancer, get on the iodine. Because I'm not sure that they even know what they're looking at on some of these mammograms or any other radiation stuff. And they get you lined up, and, you know, I think they're making 20% off the drugs they give you if you do the drugs, unfortunately.
Me neither. The thing is, we have Nuke Protect, and that has the replacement good iodine in it. So Nuke Protect is on sale at the Power Mall along with everything else, site-wide sale because of the 4th. And, of course, wow, that was news about that. I wasn't aware of how much weight they put on the breasts. That's just crazy during mammograms.
No, I came across that, and I figured that little old lady and what she said about telling the doctor to put his you-know-whatsies in it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I hope more women do that because I've got to sign up for Medicare, and I just don't want to.
Well, you know what? If he put his you-know-whatsies in there, he'd be singing soprano the rest of his life.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
All right, all everyone. Right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good 4th. Have a happy 4th, Darlene. We appreciate your call. Always do. It's amazing how that works. Oh, by the way, believe it or not, in Oshkosh, Nebraska, Terrell Vineyard was checking on his cattle, riding his horse, Shorty, when both of them were hit by lightning. Wow. You know, both of them are dead. Him and the horse, both. Nebraska rodeo athlete, Terrell Vineyard. It's craziness, you know, going out in the middle of a thunderstorm, checking on cows and get hit by lightning. Ouch. Tom in South Carolina. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. Is the phone line clear?
Oh, I've got people on the phone stacked up, but you're good to go. What's up?
Well, two things I wanted to speak about briefly. The jab. And fireworks. Kind of disagree with you on fireworks. Anybody who's been through basic training knows that there is a certain amount of danger in growing up, I guess you could say. It's sort of a rite of passage when I was a youngster here in the South that an 8-year-old boy could go into a store and buy cherry bombs and M80s, and sometimes people came close to getting hurt. I didn't know anybody was really injured. But it's just anything that has a value has a price. And so you can be over safe, and really that's being very unsafe in the long run. So enough about that, but about the jab and the spike protein. I guess there's something to all that, spike protein, bad, bad, bad. But there's so much more to it, I think. If you're going to have a worldwide experiment and you got all these willing lab rats, us, they're going to do some other things besides just try to kill us off. It's a big experiment to find the fountain of youth. And that's what people have always wanted, and especially these tyrants. Ponce de Leon, I think he lost a leg in Florida, looking for the fountain of youth. And Hitler's Mengele, of course, those big experiments. It's all connected to looking for the fountain of youth. Even Benjamin Franklin supposedly had something to do with some rather strange experiments. So if you've got lab rats that are willing, you're certainly going to introduce things into a so-called vaccine, messenger RNA, a new tool for them to play with in hopes of founding the fountain of youth for themselves, but not for us. For us, it's the fountain of control and death. And much more to it, spike protein. Thank you very much.
Well, there is. I agree, and I appreciate it, Tom. The thing is, with the spike protein, we already know that all they had to do was scare most of America into total fear and say this stuff, if you get this virus, it will, you know, look at all the people that are dying. And they exaggerated a lot of facts and figures to deliberately put people in a state of fear and scare them. And then, of course, when the jab became available, this is all part of the Hegelian dialectic, which we've talked about on the show, because you have a problem. You want an ultimate goal. We need to reduce the population. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a problem. We're going to scare the hell out of America and the rest of the world. And then we're going to offer the solution, which is the bioweapon. And they're all going to get the jab, or at least the majority of them. The ones who are smart that understand. Yeah, you are.
Okay, well, they couldn't make everybody sick, and it would look bad for everybody that got the jab. You know, so some people probably got much lesser toxic stuff. But the idea was to keep us on the booster so they could do their experiments and reformulate again, I think, in search of the fountain of youth for them, not us.
Yeah, you're right. I appreciate your call, Tom. Thanks so much. Bill in Illinois, you're on.
Yeah, real quick, I had a friend that he's got like a heart murmur problem at times, you know, and he works pretty hard because he's got a construction outfit. But the thing about it is, he gets to this hospital, and right away they tell him he's got COVID, and the nurse puts remdesivir, I guess, in his IV. Well, he didn't know what they did. He started feeling sick after that, and then he found out about it, and his son, I guess, was there later, and the nurse tried to give him some more. He wouldn't do it. He said she got real belligerent with him. And that, so he just got mad and checked himself out of that hospital. And he went home. And a few weeks later, he was, you know, back to work. But the thing is, they're still pulling that in these hospitals. This was, you know, but one of the northern suburbs up here by Chicago. And another thing, too, I wanted to point out, too, is that people need to watch out. This is my opinion. Watch out about buying products that are grown in Vietnam. Because with all the Agent Orange that was sprayed out there, that's still in the ground. And anything that's grown out of there would have that. My brother died from that. And my brother told me that he was there in the late, I think about 68, 69. He was up in the northern part by the DMZ. And he said they sprayed it heavily during the 50s, during the Eisenhower, you know, when the French were there. But they never sprayed it while the Americans were there. And that's how he got it, through the water and the ground. So I would, you know, the peanuts, things like that, sometimes you go in and they'll see a product of Vietnam. I would stay away from that because it hit him when he was 65. It could hit you later in life, you know.
So wow.
Those are two comments I wanted to make.
Well, yeah, Bill, I'm glad that your contractor buddy made it out of the hospital in one piece because, see, this thing, according to what we were told, all of these hospital protocols, Bill, are going to be, they're going to continue until the end of the year, until this program ends. So, yeah, I mean, that blows me away that they don't tell you what they're putting in your IV and people don't bother to say, hey, what is that? They just trust modern medicine. This has been half our problem, don't you think?
Well, yeah. Well, somebody's telling the nurse what to do, and somebody's telling what the doctor's got to do, and the one that's telling the doctor what to do doesn't even have a medical degree. That's the problem. You know, these administrators, they're the ones that are causing all this stuff. And I'll tell you, I remember back when Obama started Obamacare, I listened to some radio program on a Sunday, and it was a doctor. They had a big conference in Washington, D.C., and he was more of a high-scale doctor. He called the radio program and told him he's getting out of the profession because they told him just to give people of a certain age comfort care and not try to, you know, cure them.
Oh, my.
A lot of...
That's craziness. Well, we're out of time, Bill. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Well, it is that time again. We will be off the air for tomorrow. We're going to have rebroadcasts. Really good stuff tomorrow if you want to tune in. In the meantime, you have a safe and happy 4th Independence Day. Just, you know, think about your freedom and what you may have to do in your future to protect yourself. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you on Wednesday.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.